Okay, here we go, gentlemen. We're beginning tonight, Hilchas Bikurim, Perek Hey, Chapter 5, Law 9.
Yes.
Now, Law 8 was very long, and it got into the three areas. You know, Lahavdol in Israel, area A, B, and C, right? So we got area A, B, and C. You got, remember, we have the land that was conquered initially when they came out of Egypt, and then, which was a little bigger, and then the less amount that was conquered by the Olei Bavel, and you have what was never conquered beyond that. And we said there were three different levels of laws based on that, but that was all before the whole world was tumified forever, because there was no what he called paraduma. Now that that has happened, there's going to be some areas are going to change in halacha, some will stay the same, and others a little bit in between. So now, of course, we probably don't remember anything from yesterday, so it's okay.
Because
now we're going to know what is Lamaisa here, and that's what's important in halacha test, but it is following up from Ches. So now, Mipnei Tumas HaMeis, because that everybody now is Tumas HaMeis and we can't get rid of it, that changes the ball game completely. But it depends where. So we're going to start. The first clause is area 1 and area 2. Area 1, we said, was the part that the Olei Bavel, the area that when we came back from Bavel, that for sure, at that time at least, was Eretz Yisrael, has the Kedusha, right? And area 2 was the area they conquered before when they came out of Egypt, which has less because it wasn't re-sanctified afterwards. So that first line, so mafrishin chala achas. You just give chala once. Bechol Eretz Yisrael, anywhere that was Eretz Yisrael, even the ones from Egypt or Olei Bavel, okay? Echad marboim shmona, 1/48, because since it was tamei by accident, because you don't have a choice, and why we don't want to take a lot, because what are we going to have to do with it? We're going to have to do with it.
Burn it.
The sarfen also, we burn it. Why? Mipnei sheitz mea.
Because
it's tamei, right? But on the other hand, but v'yesh lo shem min haTorah, there's a potential from the Torah. Let's say if all Jews are in the land, then we're chayv and chala biblically, right? So therefore, it has that potential. Now, but in area 2, the area that's from Kaziv and beyond, that they conquered when they came into Israel originally, but they did not reconquer, Adamona, from Ksiv Adamona, that's the area that was once holy, but not holy when the Jews came back. So besides the first one that gets burnt, Mafrishin Shnia, there is a second separation, Lakoin La'achila, to eat, all right? Because we don't want to forget the mitzvah. Remember we said we don't want to forget the mitzvah?
Well, we're already separating it once. How are you forgetting it?
You're burning it. When you burn it, you're not still.
So
the mitzvah's not happening.
Separation?
It goes to the Kohen, right? Ve'ein l'shir kishahai adav mekodim. So there's no measurement the way it was originally. Okay.
So he can eat it because it's outside of it?
Well, we're all tummy anyway. Everything's tummy. Yeah, because we're all tummy now. So we burn the original one because there's potential biblical application to not forget that aspect, right? But
so you can't separate the second one until you separate the first
that's
one.
That's right. That's what we had yesterday in Ches. That was a whole thing. It's two separate separations. So really, that comes out, this area, there's no change to what was before. If you check it out, there's no change. Now, number Yud, we clarify what happens Chutz La'aretz Mamish nowadays. Chalas Chutz La'aretz, which has this double problem. Everybody's Tamei Meis, and Chutz La'aretz is Tamei anyway.
That's a double Tamei.
Right? So Afal Pi Shehi Tmeya, even though you have the land itself is Tamei, and there's also, that's Rabbinic Tuma. Remember, it's Rabbinic Tuma. And then there's Biblical Tuma that we're all Tamei Meis. Ho v'ikar chiyuva midivrehem. So really, anytime there ever was a possibility to be Chayv and Truma, what's the best it could have been in Chutz La'aretz?
Rabbinic.
So Eina Asura Ba'achila, the first challah is not prohibited to be eaten. But to some people, now we make differences. Ella al Kohen Shetuma Yosef Guf, unless the Kohen has a tumah that emits from his body. There's different types of tumah. Tumah mace does not emit from your body, but there's different types of tumah. For example, v'hem bali kerin, a bal keri, v'zav, v'zavas, who have emissions, female kohanim, nidos.
If you touch something, it makes a tumah.
Nidos, yoldos.
That what you mean by emit?
No, it emits. It comes from within your own body. The tumah comes from within you.
Right.
You have a discharge. Oh, you're a tumah from within yourself. You're a nida from within yourself. The yoldos, a woman gives birth, a mitzora. Those people can't have that truma. Avol sharetz main, but the other tumas, they can't eat the challah. Avol sharetz, but other tumas that are not as bad, b'maga, it's a tuma that you came into contact, let's say, shar tumas, they came into other tumas, afil tumay meis, even tumay meis, mutarim la'ochla, you could eat this challah number one. Challah number one can be eaten. Okay, now therefore, we're going to now spend a bunch of cases where we know for sure such a kohen could never have a severe tumah that comes from himself. For example, Levika derim hayasham kohen katan. What about a kohen who's a child? So he has no issues of discharge tumas.
Right.
He can never have a tumah that comes from within because he's not old enough. Oh. Right? Bechutz la'aretz, if he's outside of Yisrael, beim b'Suria, doesn't matter if it's Suria, beim b'Sharas, other lands, v'rasol hafrish chalachas, you want to separate one chala for him, ma'frish achas, you separate one, mi'arba, mi'shar 148, v'nechalas ha'katan, you give it to the katan. Shadayin l'ra'a keri, he never saw a discharge, o l'ktan or a female, shadayin l'ra'a sinis, she never was a nido. V'ein tzorach l'afrish nia, you don't have to separate a second chala, why? Because since the first one is eaten, you're not going to forget the halachas. And other rabbinic problems we're not worried about as well. I don't want to get into. So then you're okay with one challah nowadays, at least with that kind of tumah.
Even if nobody eats it.
Well, if no one's going to eat, then you're going to have to burn it.
Right, but you have to do the second one, or you have to use it.
Well, he's only.
I say that because today nobody.
I understand.
We don't give it to anybody.
Well, the original halacha was we said one is for burning, so we shouldn't see that. We shouldn't say that truma tmei is eaten, and the one one's eaten, so we don't forget about the law. That's what he's saying. So now he's saying that that first chali could eat. I don't know. We're not going
to
practicality.
We just burn it before we give it.
That's right. Well, here the issue is we're not sure who's a coin. That's really the issue. If you're not a coin, you're not allowed to eat it. That's the bigger issue here.
No, we couldn't eat it anyway right now.
No, we could. Even when you're tummy, you're allowed to give it to a coin who doesn't have a tumah that emits from himself outside of Israel.
Right. It's outside of Israel.
Or any coin that emits. But the real reason we don't do it now
is...
Okay, you know what? We're not so sure about any of that. So just don't eat it. We're not going to start saying, well, this coin can, this one not. 99% don't have it, so we just That's don't true. Eat it, period. It's not something we have to do.
Right.
It's not like being poda a firstborn that we have to do it. You can just burn the challah and you're finished. Why get involved in any other issues? All right?
We let them do everything else, right? We let them do
it. Well, but it's all doesn't make, it's not the end of the world. If he gets the first aliyah, it's not the end of the world. He makes a blessing from there, it's not the end of the world. Even, let's say really Yisrael blessed us. It's not the end of the world.
Even though he's using Hashem's name.
And... Okay, it's not such a big deal. But here he's going to eat truma. You're going to eat truma. Come on, a coin. If you're not a coin, eat truma. It's not good. And you can just burn it. So just burn it. That's why he's...
You get a tumor.
All right? You're Aleph. Same idea, based on this. V'cheinim ha'yesham kohen gadol. What if the guy was a kohen gadol? Right? And shetavol mishich v'zar. And he went to the mikvah from any the tumah he had from his seed coming out. Or mizivos, or mizazov. Af mishlo heriv. Oh, no, not a kohen gadol. I mean a kohen adult. I meant kohen adult. I meant to say that.
Funny, yeah.
Not a kohen gadol, an adult kohen. Who already went to the mikvah, even though the sun hasn't set yet afterwards, even though he was Tamei Meis, he's full yom, still a reza mutar lecha chala rishon, you can eat that first chala, and you don't have to separate a second one, b'chutz la'aretz at all, because since he can eat, that's okay. Again, so we only separate one, and we burn it, because we don't really know who a kohen is. And we take a break in the action from area 1, 2, and 3, for one halacha, we're going to come back to it shortly. Yud Beis is fairly simple. Kol ha'mafrish chala, anyone who separates chala, wherever you are, however it is, whatever area you're in, mevorech techila, you got to make a bracha before you separate it. Asher kidishan b'mitzvah savit zivano la'hafrish chala. You commanded us to separate chala. Bein bars, doesn't matter if you're in your Eretz Yisrael, bein b'chutz, whether you're not in Eretz Yisrael, doesn't matter. And therefore, Ukashem shevarach al tahor, just like you'd make a bracha on the chal that's tahor. Similarly, kach mevarach al tmei. Make it on tamei because you still got to separate it. Just because the truma's tmei doesn't mean you don't separate. You separate it. Lefichach, now since you're saying Hashem's name, just like we said the same thing by truma, you've got to have clothes on when you make a bracha. Eino ish aram varshchal. A person without any clothes on cannot separate chala. Sheni achal levarach. He can't make a bracha. He can't say Hashem's name with no clothes on.
I think Von Health also requires it.
Okay. Aval ha'isha haruma, but a woman with no clothes on, where her private parts that are usher can be hidden if she sits on the ground in a certain way. She yashvu, sitting on the ground, v'chol panen, her whole lower part, tochas, is flat on the ground, so none of her private parts are exposed, but karka on the ground. Mevareches could make the bracha mafreshes challah and could separate challah as well. Okay, Yud Gimel. You make a bracha before you separate. That's all you learned. Don't tell anything else.
We can go check it.
It was Rabbi.
Let's go to Brzezinski's.
We're not going to go there. No. Okay,
what happens in the basement stays in the basement.
I want to ask a technicality question. Nothing to do with clothes. Okay.
Or lack of clothes.
Just the bracha. Should the hands be in the dough when you're making the bracha, or you can even have your hands away from the dough when you're doing
it? I have the dough. You should be as soon as to the bracha as possible.
Correct. So if your hands are in the dough, you're all ready to go to separate.
All right. It's not going to be so much more.
But isn't the bracha before you do the action?
That's what I'm saying. But should your hands be in the dough as you say the bracha?
It's so insignificant, it doesn't really matter. Because it's here and here. Like, how many more seconds? It's really
what's
not
better?
I don't know.
Because you say with a bracha, if you put the spoon in the soup, it's better to do the bracha with the spoon in the soup than just holding the spoon above the soup.
You
said that clearly.
All right. Well, I'll have to look into that.
Okay.
Ask my wife.
I never make
this
whole thing.
Okay. Yud Gimel. Hanida ukayitzaba. We're back to area three now in Chutzlaretz. Anida or anyone like that, meaning there's a tumah that comes out of your body. Mivarecha still makes a bracha. Umafreshes chalas chutzla, and you separate chala from chutzla aris because everything's tame already. But this would not be an Eretz Yisrael because it's not the tumas of Eretz Amim, and there's less of tumah, and we would not necessarily be the halacha. She'ena musaris, because all that she is prohibited from, al maga ela alachila saw. She's only, I don't know how to read this exactly.
She can touch it.
But she can't eat it. Right, so in Eretz, right? She can touch it, but she can't eat it. V'imhoyesham koin cotton, but if the coin was a cotton, or koin shetovel, or koin went to the mikvah, shemuteres alachili can eat it, k'mosher b'yarno, then a reza mordlach, he'd even eat it. Now,
so if a woman...
Oh, wait, haray, okay, k'mosher b'yarno, mordlach, k'mosher, stop.
So
now we're going to the next Harei's mother is the next halacha.
So if a woman works in a bakery in Israel, she has to tell everybody when she has her, so she can't make the bracha.
No, the bracha. Yeah,
so
the bracha.
So have somebody else make the bracha. Even the mashgiach make the bracha. I don't know.
All right.
The mashgiach separates the challah.
Who
separates the challah?
I don't know.
But who separates the challah in Sobeis? I'm sure mashgiach separates it. It's kind of thing a mashgiach does, no?
I don't know.
But the workers aren't Jewish.
Anyway, let's move on. Now, there's another interesting halacha. Can a zor eat food on the same table that a kohen is eating the truma?
Yeah, but does it say that a woman can't separate if she's in the middle of her nida? It says she can't.
It says separate, but she can't eat it. It says she ate a musheris al magosh. She's not warned against touching it, but just against eating it.
So she can do the bracha.
That was in Chutzlaretz, though.
Yeah.
But he's asking in Eretz Yisrael.
Okay, so in Eretz Yisrael, you can't see the bracha.
But I don't know if that's L'maisa. Anyway, let's go on now. But now, what about now, you got like this. Hareza muter lo'ochlo im hazor al shulchan echad. Now you could have a kohen eating his truma, the ones who can eat it, that's been separated, can eat with a non-kohen on the same table. And usually you're not allowed to do that because there's a concern they'll touch. His bread will touch your bread. His is tummy, yours is tar. There's a problem there. But since everything's tummy anyway,
right.
So there's no problem eating your lunch together with a non-kohen. Lefi she'ena midamas. There's no issue of mixture over there. If there's any mixture at all, that's not a problem. V'afilu nis'or v'shov v'shov. Even if they're equal, 50-50, or even majority. We don't worry about this nowadays. And you can even give the truma to kohen amoretz, because everything's tummy anyway. Regular truma, you don't. We're afraid it'll make it tummy, but everything's tummy anyway. It's already tummy because you're outside of Eretz Yisrael. Right? Now, and there's another issue. What about, remember we said a kohen's not allowed to help somebody to do some work so you can give them a little more truma, because you're making the kohen work for his truma? Remember we said such a halacha? So we don't have that over here by challah. There's no such rule that the kohen who helps out is forbidden with these gifts. There is no such, because again, everything's very rabbinically, it's very much more removed now. Now, what if you want to eat first? And then separate the chalavters of chutzaretz, murtas allowed. Shani Karmidirim, because the whole law is only rabbinic outside.
Well, didn't we learn this anyways? You forgot to separate.
Yes, that's the whole idea. That's the whole idea, because it's only rabbinic. It's not. There's no even biblical origin to the law outside of Eretz Yisrael. Yes, sir.
If a kohen is tameh and he wants to, and he's given truma and the truma is tameh, can he eat that truma? I thought he can.
Truma tameh has got to be burnt. Yeah. But that's doraisa.
Okay.
There's nothing here doraisa.
Where's
he eating it?
I'm saying in this case, we're saying since he's in Israel, we can do it. I thought it's still forbidden to him. The challah. I don't understand.
Because a lot of it is just rabbinic.
Okay.
And it's not really truma. It's not really challah.
Okay, all right.
That's the point. It's not even challah to begin with. We're just doing it not to forget the halachas. Truma, real truma is real truma. Still till today, it's the real deal.
Right.
Okay, now. Yudalid. Now we're out of that difficult waters, a little easier waters now. Hachala nikreis truma. Chala is referred to by name as truma. That's what it's called. It says, Reishis arisosechem chala torimu truma. So it's called truma, and therefore, lafika, therefore it's treated like truma. Eina nitelas elamina mukaf. Remember we had a law when you separated truma. You want to separate, let's say you got two piles. I want to separate all my truma from this pile for all the truma. Yeah. It has to be very close proximity as opposed to Meiser Shani. Yeah. So therefore the same thing. What if you have a bunch of, let's say you made a bunch of challahs.
Dough.
I got a pile of dough here and a pile of dough here. I can separate from one pile and it works for the ones right next to it. And it has to be in close proximity. If it's far away, it won't work. So therefore, you only could separate from one part that's close to another one to take for both. And that's what you can do. If your wife makes many doughs together from a similar, right?
Yeah.
Well, close proximity, really, mitzvah, then it's just close enough. It doesn't have to be tight. We're annoying you put a towel over it all, but if you don't, really, it's... would work because it's mina mukaf. Okay, but you can't take tor truma to knock off for tamei, because again, maybe they'll touch and make them tamei. Lechat chila initially, and again, that was in the olden days. Tesvav. V'chol shamarnu b'truma yitrom. Remember we said by halachas, certain people can separate and certain people can't. We had all kinds of laws. We said they're not allowed to separate, and if they do, it's like they did nothing. Then we said another case, they're not allowed to separate, but they do, but it's okay.
Right.
And there's others who said, no, they can do it l'chad chila. So another, whatever we said by most, it's a little difference. Whatever we said by truma will apply by chala, almost all. We'll see. V'chol shamarnu b'truma yitrom. Whatever we said that that person can separate truma, Vim taram, but truma v'chol shemarnu b'truma yichum. If we said by truma that if he does it, but vim taram ain't truma, but it's not considered. In other words, where he's not allowed to lechatchila b'di'evit, cheres shayt of a cotton, right? Kach b'chala, so is the law by chala, and it won't work even after the fact. V'chol shemarnu b'truma lo yichum mizel zeh. We said you can't separate from this one on another. Let's say this was finished, is ripened, and this one isn't, or whatever. You can't give truma from one to another. Kach b'chala, same thing with chala. V'chol she'ena ochel truma, and whoever cannot eat truma like a zor, ain't ochel, can't eat chala. All right? V'chol ha'oichel truma, any kohen who can eat truma, ochel chala, he can eat chala. So it's pretty much all the same. Here's going to be, I think, the difference here. Tezayin, hasuma v'ashikor, a blind and a drunk, but not totally drunk like Lot. Mafrishin chala lechadchila may initially separate chala, which is not so by truma, only b'diyevet. That's the difference. Why? Because why do we not allow a blind or a shikor to separate truma?
Remember, you can't differentiate the good from the bad.
You're supposed to take the best. They don't know the best. So that's what we said, lechachila not, but b'diyevet, it's okay. But by dose, it's not such a big difference between one challah dough and the next. So since it's not such a big difference, shame be'isa rava yofa. It's not such a thing as good dough and bad dough to such an extreme. They have to take from the better dough than the worse dough. Dough is dough as it is, and it's not like fruits that can get all messed up. Okay, let us move on to the next chapter. We got a few more minutes, so let's not waste any time. Okay, we're going to discuss now what is the chiyuv of chala in terms of species, in terms of process, and other things like that. All right, first halacha is very cryptic, and there's much commentary to explain how the case makes sense. Halokeich min anachtom, if you buy bread from a baker, chai b'chala, you got to say b'chala. What kind of halacha is that? Didn't the baker separate the chala? Umafrish, and when you're separating already, you can rafrish min achama ala tzunenes, you can separate fresh chala on day old challah, uminatzonenes, and on day old challah, alacham on fresh challah, afilu bitfusim harbin. If they're in different forms, you can separate that. So what's going on over here? Like, why does he have to separate that? So there's a number of, you know, usually we'd assume that the baker has separated. So we can either say that the baker told you specifically, I didn't separate. Mm-hmm. That's one answer. Number two, we're saying the challah is tamei, and it's not going to go to a coin anyway, so he didn't bother to separate it. Going to burn it anyway. Or we could say it was a baker who we are suspicious that he doesn't keep the laws.
No.
Those are three different answers that I found on that. Okay, Bayes is really simple. Ein chayovim b'chala, the obligation of chala, only applies ela chamisha minetzvo b'vad, only the five special types of grain. Shvehem, hachitim, wheat, vasaorim, barley. Now the next three, there's lots of discussion, but the classical interpretation is vakusmim, rye, vishibola, shuel, oats, vashipon, spelt. Those are the five. How do we know these five? Shenemer, it says, ba'achalchem, when you eat, milechem ha'aretz, from the bread of the earth. Vein kori lechem, we don't call bread, elapas, hanas smell, only bread that's made from these five grains. Havaloisa pas oreis, if you make rice bread, o dochan, or millet bread, or any other bread for that matter, Kiyatzabahem, or mean kidneys, any types of legumes, ainon chayav achala, kla, no chiyuv at all if it's none of these five grains, forget it.
So this includes cakes and cookies?
Well, cakes, if you have enough amount, you have to do on cakes, for sure. If you make a lot, it's got to be how many cups? 12 and a half cups. That's a lot of cake, man. But if you're making a lot of cakes,
the wedding cake.
It's a
wedding
thick cake. A thick batter, right?
Yeah.
Like a real cake, as opposed to a wedding cake.
Some of these big wedding cakes.
But
I don't think it has to be that big, even.
But institutionally, all these things are...
Yes, you got to separate them.
So we see on the tamtams it says...
Yeah, you got it.
They're
making a lot of dough.
Say on it, but
I mean, they can have these big vats of dough. So you just take out, I don't know if they take out 148, but at least something. You got to take it out without a question. Usually when wives make cakes, they don't make that much cake.
Right, I think more of these
ones. You'd have to really be making, wife's going to have to make like four or five cakes.
Lots of cakes.
That's the only way you can make with challah. You have to make four or five challahs to really separate challah. But it's surely cake fits into the bill 100%.
And cookies?
Cookies too. If you're baking,
so you're making
it's a dough. Anything that's a dough, you're making a lot of dough, you separate the dough. That's pretty straightforward.
It's not. People don't talk about it as much. I mean,
because it usually doesn't happen so much.
Okay. Well, institutionally, it would.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you run an institution, you'll know, right? Halek Gimel. I'm just that's why we don't talk about it. Ask the guy in Sobeys if they talk about it.
Yeah. Go speak
to Mashkiach. He's busy. He's suffering chal all the time, right? Gimel. Haleket, vashikha, vapeya, vahahefker. all those nice things that are gifts to the poor people, or something that's just hefker. Utfua shel hevia shlish, grain that hasn't grown to a third yet. Afal pishe and piturim and truma. Although all those are free from truma, still chayovim aleihem b'chala. You're chayiv in chala, because when is the chi of chala start? When you have a dough. That's all that matters. You have a dough and you own it. So let's say you picked up leket. Okay, I don't got to give truma. I don't got to give miser. The leket was wheat. Yeah?
Right.
Okay,
right.
And I picked up the leket. Now I took it home. I ground it up. I made it into flour. I mixed it with I have a dough. Bingo! You got a chiv right now. The chiv starts once it's a dough. So it doesn't matter, although when you got it, you didn't have to give anything else. But now you have dough, you got to do it. Okay, or let's say when a Levi took his miser before the chi of truma gedola happened, and he took off truma's miser, so he took it before the grain was processed, before it's processed, so there's no chi of truma, but he had to take off truma's miser. Even though there still is sort of a bit of truma gedola that he were putter from separating, you're still going to be chayv and chala, we're going to say. How about meiser sheni vehektish that was dough or grain, and you redeemed them? You're going to have to give chala from that too, because once it's chulin and you're making dough again, you're still chayv to do it. Umosar Omer, when they bring the Omer offering, is a little bit of stuff left over from that offering that belongs to the Kohanim. They got to separate Chal from that. Ushte Lechem, Lechem upon him, the two breads that are bought on Shavuos, or the 12 showbreads, the leftover dough that's there that belongs to the Kohanim. But you got to redeem it, though. Can't use it straight. You have to redeem it. Keshi Yipadu, when you redeem Kolos and Amos, so all those leftovers are redeeming, and they belong to you, even though they were originally holy. Hakol chayavim b'chala, they're all chayav in.
Is there enough of a leftover to do that?
If there,
I don't know. 12 and a half cups left over.
Well, I don't. We didn't get to that yet. Did we get to those laws yet? We'll have to see. I want to do one more, very short one. So two lines. Take one more minute. It's the same topic. Isa shel meiser sheni b'Yerushalayim. What about dough of meiser sheni in Yerushalayim? All right. The Isa Shvius and a dough of Shvius of Meiser. Usfake Meduma. I meant Shemitah. Usfake Meduma. You're not sure if Truma fell into A or B. So it's a suffix. Alright? All that Chayom Vachala. You still have to give Chala because when you're working with it, you are allowed to eat it. Aval meduma, but really mixed in, and it's been nullified because of truma, has a status of truma already, pater min achala. Then you don't have to give any chala because it's treated like truma, and truma doesn't have to give chala.
So a Kohen baker separates and they just give it to themselves, or they can just brew like a Kohen?
Family members.
Yeah, just give it to yourself. Okay,